we've been saying all morning long, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid is now backing the public option. We've got Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent, with us to talk about this. And Todd, I think you remember probably this from Max Baucus.
My job is to put together a bill that gets 60 votes. Now I can count. And no one has been able to show me how we can count up to 60 votes with a public option in the bill.
Remember that, Todd? Remember?
I sure do.
Remember? Yep. Everybody saying there's no way we could get this bill passed with a public option in it. Can Harry Reid count? Do they count differently?
They might count differently. This is all going to come down to what kind of a whip Harry Reid is. Max Baucus might still be right about that. There is no indication right now that Harry Reid does have 60 votes for this public option with the opt-out that he says is going to be in the bill. So what's the calculation? He either thinks that he can use other parts of this bill, and there are so many moving parts of this bill, to get those wavering moderate to conservative Democrats on board with this. Or another school of thought is Harry Reid knows he's not going to get the votes for this public option, but he has a Democratic political base that's writing letters, that's on the blogs, that's on television, that really, really wants this, and he has to show his best effort. Look, we tried. You wanted the public option, Democrats? Here it was. I only got 58 votes. What else do you want from me? It's one of those two things. We'll see.
So, Todd, we've been telling our listeners all morning that if they have questions about the public option or the health care bill, they can ask you. And we've gotten some responses. Bob emails us, will the public option now being considered be able to lower health care costs by bargaining with providers? What's the answer?
Well, that's the idea. According to the Congressional Budget Office, which has taken a look at some of the public option bills coming out of the House, the answer is yes. It shouldn't be able to lower costs as much as a public option that was based on Medicare. Doesn't look like Congress is going to get something like that. But the way it would lower costs is that the federal government is a pretty big negotiator. You know, that's how the markets work. The more market clout you have, the lower you can get your prices. So the idea here is you sit down at the table with hospitals, doctor groups, clinics, drug companies, and you can get a lower price. So the CBO says, yes, it can lower prices.
So here's a question from Steve dealing with that Medicare question.
What strikes me is that it appears that hospitals, doctors, and medical caregivers cannot survive on what Medicare pays anyway, seniors or not. How can we possibly expect Medicare rates to work for the rest of us?
And you're saying they're not expecting the Medicare rates to work for the rest of us, but are they going to pay enough that will help the doctors perform procedures?
Well, one of the ideas the Democrats had here was to base a public option on what's called on Capitol Hill Medicare plus 5, and that means Medicare rates plus 5%, so an extra 5% premium. Although it's starting to look like that approach may not happen here. Harry Reid has not chosen that route. He has chosen a public option based on negotiated rates, not based on Medicare, based on the same kind of negotiations that insurance companies and doctors and hospitals do now. It's just the government negotiating. The House has not settled this yet. There were reports last week that Nancy Pelosi didn't have the votes for a public option based on Medicare. She says those reports are premature and she's still trying for it. So we'll be seeing probably this week where she comes down on that.
And then we have one more email here from someone calling themselves North Sea Sue. This person writes, does the current health care opt-out option specify how states would choose to opt out? Is the default for states to accept the plan and then require states to vote to opt out? Also, does the option specify how the state would choose to opt out? Unfortunately, I live in a conservative state that might choose the opt-out option.
Yeah, well, this is a little bit sketchy. Believe me, North Sea Sue has a great question, because it's the same question all of us were asking the leadership staff yesterday, and they weren't providing any answers. I'm not sure that it's been quite decided. We have one or two details. Opt-out does mean yes, we're told. All states would start off with a public option for a year or two or three, and then to get out of it would have to opt out, probably with the normal legislative process in their state. So,
but would they opt out by having to demonstrate that they've increased coverage in their state or deliver some sort of service, or would they just opt out by saying, never mind?
Right.
Unclear. That's a great question. Do you have to show that you're providing the coverage some other way for your residents in your state, or can you just say, we don't have to justify it, we want out, and just pass a law that says out? That's a great question, unclear at this point.
We've been hearing a lot about the Republicans' response, and here's Republican Senator John Kyle.
They're trying to wrap it in different colored ribbons. Some like to call it a co-op. Some like to say, well, it only triggers if certain things happen, things which are bound to happen. Or, well, states could opt out if they could get the Secretary of HHS to allow them to opt out, and so on. All of that is political activity to try to make it easier for people to vote for something that their constituents don't really want them to vote for.
You know, Todd, we've been hearing these kind of responses, poo-pooing the measures in this health care bill. And I'm wondering, they're saying they won't vote for a public option, but was there any sign that they'd vote for the bill without the public option in it?
There really never was. The Republican leadership was never on board with this. Of course, this was always about Olympia Snowe and one or two other moderate senators. By the way, Olympia Snowe, quote, very disappointed that Harry Reid has included this public option. So she's not supporting this, but there are a lot of twists and turns and dozens of amendments before we get to a final answer on that.
Okay, thanks so much, Todd Zwillick, Takeaways Washington correspondent. If you have questions about the public option, the politics behind it, anything having to do with the health care bill, go to thetakeaway.org or call us at 877-8-MYS-TAKE.
Go, go, Todd Zwillick.
Play some Blue Oyster Cult.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.